The overture to A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum means it's another 60 minutes of Grease, Paint and Stagelights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
Now, one thing, that piece of music is very familiar to all three of us, because we used to use it for what?
Oh, it was our introduction, wasn't it?
Well, no, it was Roofy's Reviews.
Oh, it was Roofy's Reviews. Yes, it was.
It was, yes.
Yes, it was. Oh, wow.
Anyway, we're going down memory lane. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio programme. Every week we bring you the best of the musicals and some from popular topics, reviews and all the stuff we've been to see. So stick around, don't go away. We've got lots more music coming up and a bit of chat from us.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So before we get the Lyrical Challenge, I just want to say, Alistair, nice to have you back.
Very good to be here. Thank you.
I mean, how did the...
Was brilliant. Thanks very much indeed. We had a whale of a time. Wonderful week. Near sold out audiences. And the reviews have been fabulous. So thank you everybody that came to see the show. And thank you to our reviewers as well.
Our Lyrical Challenge.
Thank you, yes. So we're going to give you a few lines from a song. All you've got to do is identify the song and the show that it comes from. So here you go. In me, you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve.
That's a nice one for this week, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Go again.
In me, you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com.
School bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go with a surge. Feeling that I'm losing her forever.
get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
That's how long I wasted on him. That's all. I'm through. Albert, dear, to put it sweetly, to hell with you. What did I ever see in him? How could I ever get involved that way? Now that it's over, I can smile and say, what did I ever see in him? Way out on a limb. Now that my feet are on the ground again, now that my senses haven't found again, what did I ever see in him? Is he tender? No, he's not. Is he thoughtful? No, he's not. Am I crazy? What's he got that I found so damn appealing? What did he ever do for me? Well, to be honest, he was sometimes nice, but still it wasn't worth the awful price. It was rough from the start. Broken dates, broken nails, broken heart. How did I ever, why did I ever, what did I ever?
Oh, Miss Alvarez, don't be so upset. I mean, all men can't be like that.
Every single one of them. Oh, they're all the same, from puberty to senility, from Benedict Arnold to Mussolini.
Do we need them? No, we don't. Do we want them? No, we don't. Will we leave them?
No, we won't. Tell me, what did I say that for? What did we ever see in them? How could we ever think that they were nice? Take it from us, we paid an awful price. It was rough from the start. Broken days, broken nails, broken heart. What did I ever see in him?
That's a good song, isn't it? What did I ever see in him from Bye Bye Birdie? And before that, you heard Slipping Through My Fingers from Mamma Mia. I love that song.
Oh, it makes me cry.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It is.
Now, we're obviously coming up to the busy period because it's going to be the festive season shortly. December's coming.
Yeah.
What ideas have you got for Christmas songs? I know that the typical ones are White Christmas and We Need a Little Christmas, but is there any obscure ones that are from news shows now?
Oh, news shows.
Oh, gosh. News shows.
Well, I mean, old shows. I like Christmas Children from Scrooge. That's always a lovely song.
Right.
And obviously 12 Days to Christmas, which I love, from She Loves Me. I love that song. That's great. But neither of those are new.
No, no. So have you got any ideas? If you've got some ideas for a Christmas festive song we can play in December, please send them through to musicals@btinternet.com. Thank you so much. You heard the lovely piece of music from the musical, and it was called The Nightmare. So, before we actually get into our Ask the Experts questions, our 2 at 22 for this week, please.
Oh, yes, our 2 at 22 this week. Yes, yeah, quite interesting. It's from Chaplin. Now, I don't know Chaplin at all, so I'm quite looking forward to hearing these. We're going to play Life Can Be Like the Movies and What Only Love Can See.
There we are.
Looking forward to hearing those.
So if you know more about Chaplin than we do, send it through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Question number one for Ask the Experts. That's coming now.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Okay, you ready?
Go for it.
Yes, go on.
You'll get these this week, and I'll tell you for why at the end. Question number one was, in the musical Annie, what is the name of Orphan Annie's dog?
Sandy.
Sandy. There we are. Well done. In the musical King and I, it is set in what country?
Siam.
And what, David Essex, Oh What a Circus, came from which musical?
Evita.
There we are. See, I told you.
There you go.
Gosh.
Do you want me to confess why you got those so easily?
Go on, then.
I forgot to do an expert's questions this week.
Oh.
So I didn't have a chance to go scouring through the darks.
And finding the internet. Really difficult questions. Oh, well, that's nice to think that we know that.
Well, and also, it's nice to help you every now and again.
Thank you very much.
It's very disillusioned when you were getting them wrong.
And in conclusion, today will probably be our last time all together like this. So I hope when things get too real out there, you'll all look back and think of this time and this place. Because for us, and I hope for you, these high school days were truly happy days. Goodbye, gray skies, hello blue.
There's nothing can hold me when I hold you.
Feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all night long. These days are ours, share them with me. These days are ours, happy and free. Sunday,
Monday,
happy days. Tuesday,
Wednesday, happy days.
Thursday,
Friday,
happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all week with you. These days are ours. These days are ours.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
So, who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each bow?
Oh, it's pitiful.
Adjective, regretful, apologetic, full of grief or sorrow, compunctious, conscious, smitten, curse one's folly, lament, repent, dismal, or pining, expressing pity, painted heart, contemptible, worthless, vile, mean, poor, of little account or value. Noun, sorriness, adverb, sorrily, comparative, sorrier, superlative, sorriest. In other words, sorry. You're so sorry now.
Paint and Stage Light loves a great show tune, like this one.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise. tries to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And no, I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. What a day fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at the change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me.
What a day fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way.
I'm so lucky to be me.
Lucky to be me on the town here on Grease Painted Stage. I answered before that was...
Sorry for interrupting.
That's right.
Lucky to be me is one of the favourite songs that I've sung on stage.
Oh, really?
When I played Gaby in On the Town, probably about 20 years ago now. And it's full of arpeggios, up and down the scale all the time. Very lyrical. Lovely song.
It's a beautiful song, it is.
I mean, what's he interrupting for?
Oh, because he
Oh,
is
he passionate about the song? Sorry.
He loves the song.
So sorry. That was lucky to be me that Alistair's passionate about from On the Town. And before that was Who's Sorry Now from Return to the Fit and Bit and Planets. And we had Happy Days with Happy Days. Ah. So was you actually in that then, or what?
Yes, it was about 20 years ago we did On the Town.
When you were a teenager?
Sort of.
So what's one of your favourite shows that you've actually been in that you think, yes, I would really love to do this over and over again? If you could do it, if you had to do it for a whole year, which musical would you pick, the pair of you?
I'd pick Into the Woods.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do that till the cows come home.
For what reason?
Because it's so funny in the first act and so awful in the second act.
Oh, right.
So which part would you be playing, Julia?
I'd probably do... Well, I've done The Baker's Wife and I've done Grandma. I'd like a crack at The Witch.
Right, okay. Yeah. And you, Mr. Woodgate?
I'd like to play Chauvelin, the baddie in Scarlet Pimpernel.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Which I played.
Yeah.
And I'd love to revisit that and play that again.
So the pair of you would be quite happy to do those shows for a whole year in those parts?
Yes, definitely.
Wow. What would you like to do with your, if you had a choice? If someone said to you, you've got a whole musical for a whole year, let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com.
You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals. Thank you.
as old as time. True as it can be, barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Dance with me?
Oh no, I don't
dance with her.
Ever just the same. Ever a surprise. Ever as before. Ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time. Tune as old as song. Bittersweet and strange. Change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun rising in the east. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme. Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as song as old as rhyme. Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
I can only hear Angela Lansbury's voice saying, so off to the cupboard with you now, Chip.
I was just going to say the same thing.
You can't unhear Angela Lansbury, can you?
And when she started singing that last bit, I thought, hang on a minute. My brain went into overload. Yeah. Another question for you, because these come into my head as I hear a piece of music. That last little phrase of music, you would, if you heard it, just that phrase, you would know where it come from.
Mm.
Give me another example of a little phrase from the end of a song that you think, ah, I know what that would be.
Ooh.
Putting you on the spot now, aren't
that's,
I?
Yeah. That's very much on the spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's think about that and okay. Come back to it.
Mm. We'll do that in just a minute.
Yeah.
Still to come, we got some music from Two Strangers Karaoke Across New York, and then we got our Two at 22, which is two songs from Chaplin. Given you probably 3.5 minutes to think about one song. I just want one song where you hear that last piece of that song and you go, oh, I know what it is. See?
I can think of a few big ones, like The End of Tomorrow from Annie.
Okay, yes. I'll let you have that one. Yes, you know that's Tomorrow from Annie.
Yeah.
Mr. Woodgate, you look more sort of puzzled as we go on.
I think both the beginning and the ending of it, if you heard One Day More, you'd know from the last few beats.
Yes, definitely.
Of the song, what it was.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got one, let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com. And don't forget, if you've got a suggestion for our tour at 22, we just need two songs from one show, please. Just send them through to musicals@btinternet.com. But we want to have a bit of a reflection upon it, don't we, Mr. Woodgate? We don't want it just to be two songs.
No, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and we're going to get it off the ground very, very shortly. So two songs by one performer from different shows that they've been in. So it sort of will showcase two very differing characters that one person has played across two different musicals.
And we've hesitated on this because we came up with this idea, literally we put the mic up and said it, not realising it's actually quite complicated to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it takes naming a bit of time putting it together.
Names as well. I can think of a few people who in completely different shows will sound exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which defeats the object a bit.
Well, we'll do that. Let's see how we get on. So it's a tour at 22. If you've got any ideas, send them through. Chaplin's coming next.
Is that a word that I can use for you? It's been a while since we had news from you. Since your picture left the frame. Dad, it's been forever since I heard from you. I mean forever since I heard from you. I didn't even know you knew my name. Dad, you spelt it wrong, but that's all right with me. I never dreamed that you would write to me. And then this invite just appears. Dad, I can't believe I'm in New York with you. This time tomorrow I can talk with you. How can I catch you up on all these years? I got mostly B's and C's in my GCSEs. I got measles, mumps and chicken pox and celiac disease. I slept with Alice Matthews, who was in the year above. And for several weeks at least I was sure I was in love. Dad, have I held a candle high for you? Have I waited all my life for you? Should I feel the way I feel? And Mum, she never had a bitter word for you. All my life I've heard of you. Can it be that you're alive and real? Do you still have all your hair? Are you still a millionaire? Do you live in an apartment 50 stories in the air? Send a chauffeur driven Bentley. Let's go meet your future wife. I don't want to sound too keen, but where have you been all my life? Maybe I can spend the day with you, while the afternoon away with you. At the wedding I could sit with you, chew the fat and shoot the shish with you. Maybe we could kick a ball together, reminisce about it all together. Catch a game and grab a beer together, hug it out and shed a tear together. Watching Terminator 2 together, eating chicken vindaloo together. Singing carols round a tree together. Watching Terminator 3 together. Grilling burgers till they're burnt together. Sharing everything we've learned together. Think of all the time we've earned together. After all the time we weren't together. Dad, I can't imagine what I'll say to you. I've got a million things to say to you. Can I take a breath and say to you?
Dad. Her name was Lola. She was from Tulsa. Yeah. Just arrived, Grand Central Station. Two suitcases in hand and a dream in her heart.
Just arrived, Trek 17, all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Nowhere. Where's my chauffeured limousine? Where's the marching band? just in time to take the town. And though my knees are shaking, I'm making my stand. It all starts now. I can see my name in neon. I won't allow any cloud to rain. Before too long, I'll be on some marquee, New York or Boston. I'm just arrived. Just arrived, track 17, just all the way from Tulsa, 24. Oklahoma.
They all make fun of is one of a kind. It all starts now. Look who's currently appearing. This girl's a wow. All the magazines agree. I'll take my bow, and the world will all be cheering just for me. New York.
Arrived, bless her. That was Copacabana. Nicola Dawn singing that one.
Yeah, I like Copacabana. I mean, it's not a work of art, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. And I reckon if I'd have won the sort of the lottery and I had money to throw away, I mean, in a nice way, you know, money spare, shall I say, I would love to put it on. I think it'd be such a... I mean, but you've got to find a big theatre to put it on.
You have.
You know, you can't just do it at your local one,
could
you?
It costs a fortune because they're like 40 costume changes for the whole cast.
Yeah. Yes, but I would have won the lottery, wouldn't I?
So it wouldn't matter to you.
It wouldn't matter to me. But that would be my little wish. Yeah. What would your wish be if you won the lottery? Well, it would be quiet in the studio, says Julia. And so does Alistair. Just be Mark on his own. You listen to Grease Paint the Stage Lights. It's time now for our tour at 22. And it's over to you, Mrs. R.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to hear two from Chaplin. First, we're going to hear Life Can Be Like the Movies, and then we're going to hear What Only Love Can See.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yeah.
down the street, we have a feast to catch your eye. The only cops you'll find here walking the beat are just the keystones running by.
Look at the life you've found here, far from old Kennington Lane.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Let me show you the best that's inside you. Leave the films behind you. Just stay and talk to me. The tramp can charm me with a look that may be funny, but he can never tell me what only love can see.
People will not stop talking about us.
Let them whisper and search for the answer, but we must remember what only love, what only love, what only love.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. From Curtain Up to Encore, this is Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Oh, there's a new sensation that is going around, going around, going around, going around. A simple little ditty that is sweeping the town, sweeping the town, sweeping the town. A doo-doo, a doo-doo, a doo-doo. Insane, because you find you never get it out of your brain, out of your brain, out of your brain. Such a strong note. It makes me rick ricky tick, rick ricky tick tacky.
Rick ricky rick rick ricky rick wacky.
Please play that lovely wrong note, because that wrong note just makes me do 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 do. Whoa! That note is such a strong note. It makes me rick ricky tick, rick ricky tick tacky.
Rick ricky rick rick ricky rick wacky.
Don't play that right polite note, because the right note just makes me blah, 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 no, no. Give me that new and blue note. And sister, watch my smoke, watch my dust, go in the wrong array.
Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter.
Thanks.
Speaking Can Do. And that was from Waitress, and it was the original Broadway cast.
I saw Waitress.
Yes, I saw Waitress.
I did struggle with it.
I saw Waitress the week after I'd seen Come From Away.
Ah.
And Come From Away was so good, and Waitress was okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think I could have probably done with more space between the two.
I really enjoyed Waitress.
Did you?
I liked it.
Oh, right. I liked it.
It had a charm.
Ah. And a friend of mine was in it as well, which is partly why I went when I did. But I didn't dislike it. I just think it wasn't as inspiring as Come From Away.
Mm. Yeah.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. Welcome aboard my great glass elevator.
Wow!
Push that button.
The one marked don't push?
That's the one.
Something crazy's going to happen now, isn't it?
How did you guess?
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What you'll see will defy explanation.
Where are we going?
Up, up, up. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. Time to open your eyes and take a look around. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living here, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Look, Charlie, down there, my factory, do you see?
Yes, Mr. Wonka.
I love my chocolate factory, Charlie. I love it more than anything else in the world.
So do I, Mr. Wonka. So do I.
Well, I'm very glad you said that. I'm very glad indeed. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because my chocolate factory is your special prize.
But, Mr. Wonka, why would you want to give away your factory?
No, I'm an old man, Charlie. I'm a lot older than you think. I can't keep running my factory forever. I've got to give it to someone new. And that someone, Charlie, is you. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to.
But next week I'm going to tell you that about when I went to see, now that's what I call a musical.
Oh,
with,
yes.
With all these pop songs in from the 80s.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you all about that. That was good fun. I'll tell you that next week. But now we've got
the Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So we come up to the end of another 60 minutes here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. The time just flies by. And we hope you enjoy what we put out on the programme every week. And we do appreciate your getting involved in our programme. But all left to say is to give you the answer to the Lyrical Challenge. But first of all, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And Mr. Woodgate, the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge.
In me, you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve. It's I Won't Send Roses from Mac and Mabel.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember
which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder when you're in need. Forgetting birthdays is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses, and roses suit you so. Is frantic, my temper's cross with words romantic. I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me, and it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. Like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly